A winter weather system moving across the country is dropping snow, sleet, and freezing rain on eastern Nebraska and moving into western Iowa. We've had a lot of snow here already around the Siouxland area. Most of the schools in the region canceled classes and activities for today ahead of that storm system. Residents in Nebraska awoke to a blanket of snow and wind chills well below zero. The snow hit Iowa a little later in the morning. The National Weather Service issued winter weather advisories for much of eastern Nebraska into central parts of the state. Those will remain in effect until early tomorrow morning. In Iowa, the snow and high winds also led to cancellations of classes, activities, and services across the state today. About half of the flights from Des Moines International Airport, where more than 4 inches of snow had fallen by midday today, were canceled or delayed. The chairman of Iowa's two major political parties are both defending Iowa's first-in-the-nation caucuses against critics who say the state's population isn't diverse enough. Speaking on IPBS's Iowa Press program, Iowa GOP Chairman Jeff Kaufman said Iowa's caucuses give candidates a fair shot that they wouldn't have if the process started elsewhere. Former San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro ended his bid for the Democratic presidential nomination just about 2 weeks ago. But he spent the last month of his campaign calling for more diverse states to lead off the voting in 2024. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.